Donna Brown lived six houses from where two teens shot each other. They weren't Crenshaw High students, but the occurrence left Brown feeling unsettled.
You know, quite frankly, I'm really kind of shocked because I thought that all this stuff was under control.
Police believe the shooting between a 17 and 19-year-old were gang-related. It happened when students were still in class, around 1:30 in the afternoon. Lieutenant Armando Farias partners with the Los Angeles Urban League for the Safe Passage Program. It steps up police presence around a high school. But today, Farias added even more officers.
We spoke to a few parents, and they're always concerned, but they feel a sense of relief when they see us all around here.
Latoya Winston didn't feel relieved. She still walked her freshman daughter to the front gates.
They're just there to have a look of a presence, but they're not, to me, it's not effective because it happened.
Crenshaw High went on lockdown last semester after rumors spread that a student brought a gun to school. Eddie Jones of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association says these activities just perpetuate a negative image of Crenshaw.
I really feel that Crenshaw High School has been and is still getting a bad rap. I think the parents are upset. I'm sure that no parent wants to go to work, and they're sitting at their desk and they get a phone call saying that there's been a shooting at their child's school.
And Donna Brown, she says that image is a reality.
This was in broad daylight. I can't walk. I can't go walking when I feel like it. But I'm ready to move. But because of the economy, I can't do that.
Brown's lived in the same house for 36 years and sent her daughter down the street to Crenshaw High. She told me she felt bad for saying it, but when she walked to the library the other day, she felt safer walking west. This is Stephanie Guzman, Annenberg Radio News.